The numbers sound dire. 5,000 civilians who work for the Department of Defense in Alaska would be furloughed once a week. Food for the elderly would be cut because the federal government would slash more than $180,000 from programs like Meals on Wheels. Federal work study students could lose their jobs. Head Start classes will be cut for hundreds. All this, reports the White House, could be avoided if Congress passes an alternative to the budget cuts set to begin Friday. Joining us to discuss these cuts is APRN's Washington correspondent Peter Granitz. He joins us from the Capitol in D.C. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Lori.
Peter, what are we to make of this?
It's the first time we're seeing state-by-state breakdowns at this detail. These are selected cuts that they're showing. And to a large extent, it's in the White House's best interest to say these are so dire to put them out, and these are things that people really rely on. In their eyes, it gives them some leverage, not necessarily before the cuts go into effect, but after March 1st, after Friday, when there's going to be a mad rush to fix this. Right now, there's a big blame game going on between Congress, congressional Republicans in the White House, but also, you know, within Congress, Democrats and Republicans trading barbs about who's to blame. You know, they're looking back a year and a half about who created this in the first place. But now that it's right here, nobody's really presenting manageable, realistic solutions to stave it off. So everybody's just posturing, waiting to put themselves in a good place for afterwards. These cuts detailed for Alaska show potential job cuts in the thousands, or at least furloughs in the thousands. Alaska relies on the federal government. Now, many people don't want to admit that, but in terms of, you know, granting leases for oil and gas or military spending, there's a lot of it. And Alaska Native corporations do a lot of military subcontracting or military contracting. That's arguably in the billions of dollars every year in the state. Alaska's in the top three for government jobs, up there with Hawaii and the home of the federal government, the District of Columbia. It's some 30% work for government.
So the cuts the White House detailed, when would those take effect?
These cuts are supposed to take effect this year. Now, we've heard for a long time that this is going to happen over 10 years, and it's going to begin March 1st. These are ones that will actually take effect this fiscal year, and they're going to be especially potent. And that's because, as it's been widely reported now, that the fiscal year in Washington actually begins October 1st. You have a year's worth of cuts in 6 months, so it's going to be especially hard on some groups of people. Education is going to see a pretty big cut in the state. You have to assume that some of that is Indian education money. You know, education funding usually goes out to a district or a school at the beginning of the year, and then they have that for the year, unless it's in one of these what are called impact schools, where, you know, you have a school in a federally owned part of the country, or in this case in Alaska, where they don't pay federal taxes because Washington actually owns the land. The schools in those areas, they get more frequent payments throughout the year instead of a one-time thing. So I imagine those schools are especially nervous about what's to come with these cuts.
Peter, what about the military?
As we've heard for a while now, the military is going to take a harder hit than other agencies, some 9%. Spared is military pay, and that is going to make it especially hard for everything else in the military. The White House says 5,000 civilians in Alaska who work for the Department of Defense will be furloughed. It's assumed that that means one day a week for the remaining 22 weeks of the fiscal year. That's a 20% pay cut.
Peter, finally, what will happen with unemployment insurance?
Federal unemployment insurance is going to be one of the first things to go. The White House did not break that down state by state. You know, unemployment insurance is very expensive. It's one of those double-edged swords that in a time of recession, in a time of reduced revenues for the government, they need to pay for unemployment insurance because people aren't working, people aren't paying taxes. Now, this is not to say that the state won't continue with its payments. This is just the federal unemployment insurance, the end of March, early April. And some reports say that as much as 11% out of federal unemployment insurance checks could be reduced.
I know you'll be working to help further clarify that these cuts for Alaskans, Peter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
APRN's Washington correspondent Peter Granitz. This week, we'll be looking more closely at how the sequester could impact several areas of federal spending in Alaska, including national parks and education.